So friends, in this chapter 15, we are going to understand the futures of retail banking. Then our objective will be to understand how the embedded finance, super app ecosystem and platform banking will shape the retail banking. The concept of unified lending system or interface, as well as CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, and tokenized payment system will transform retail banking transactions. Then explore the role of artificial intelligence-driven hyper-personalization in creating the predictive, contextual, as well as the banking experience. Identify ethical governance, and the regulatory issues in future retail banking system. And finally, to understand how technological, demographic and the market trends will shape the retail banking transform from 2025 to 2035. Now, taking this objective into consideration, we have devised our presentation by focusing certain points which consist of embedded finance and super apps, unified lending interface, that is ULI, next generation credit infrastructure, CBDC and tokenized payments, hyper-personalization using AI, ethical regulatory challenges, and future outlook for 2535. With this, as an introductory part of this chapter, I can say that the future retail banking will be defined by embedded finance or contextual finance or invisible finance, as well as AI-driven automatic decisioning, tokenizing digital assets, CBDC wallet, global interoperable payment system, and super app ecosystems. Embedded finance. One by one, we will be discussing the topics such as embedded finance and super apps. Embedded finance and super apps are the ecosystems that are reshaping the future of retail banking by integrating the financial services directly into the customer's daily digital journey. The concept of embedded finance consists of, and it refers to providing the banking and financial services, payment, credit, insurance, investment within the non-financial digital platform. This example includes instant loan offer inside the e-commerce checkout, travel insurance bundled with flight booking, credit lines with the food delivery apps, and wallet and UPI payment within the ride hailing apps. Micro investment built into the payment apps. This eliminates the need to switch between the apps to visit the banking channels. Now, what are the drivers which drives the embedded finance in India? These are rapid digital adoption, smartphone penetration more than 75%, India Stack, that is Aadhaar, eKYC, UPI, DigiLocker, etc. These are the frictionless digital rails. API banking and BaaS provides the players like M2P, Setu, Jeta, etc. And demand for the real-time credit consists of BNPL, that is buy now and pay later, and microcredit overdrafts at point of purchase. Platformization of commerce consists of ONDC, enabling the pan-India digital commerce. Low-cost digital payments consisting of UPI making embedded payments universally acceptable. Regulatory support consisting of digital lending guidelines and account aggregator framework for secure and data sharing. Models of embedded finance consist of several models. One is embedded payments, where the financial transaction integrated into platform. Embedded lending, where the credit integrated into commercial journey. Embedded insurance is a context-driven insurance offering. Embedded investment is investment integrated into digital ecosystem. Embedded banking, that is BaaS, that is non-financial companies, NBFCs, offering the banking-like services using regulated bank partners. What are the benefits of the embedded finance? For the customers, embedded finance benefits like instant access to financial services, convenience and fewer app switches, personalized offers, faster checkouts and seamless journey. And for banks, it is a larger digital distribution network, access to the customer behavioral data, new revenue streams and low acquisition cost. For platforms, it gives the higher conversion rate, more customer stickiness, increased transaction flow and ability to offer the value-added services. The future of embedded finance consists of finance will become invisible, AI-driven personalization, UPI plus credit line integration, gig worker financial ecosystem, ONDC-based financial services, IoT-driven embedded payments like car paying the toll automatically, then smarter checkout finance, that is BNPL 3.0 with personalized limits and AI scoring, government embedded services, that is G2Pay, payouts, subsidies, etc. Understanding the super apps. Now, embedded finance we have seen. Now, what is the super apps? Super apps is an integrated digital ecosystem offering payment, banking, credit, insurance, investment, commerce, travels, and utility payment. The characteristic of super apps consists of seamless user experience, multiple service under one umbrella, personalization of recommendation engines, unified login and wallets, high user retention, and strong ecosystem partnership. Now, India's emerging super apps consist of Tata Neu, that is unified loyalty and e-commerce payment travel and finance. Then PhonePe. PhonePe is the payment, lending, insurance, investment, expanding into ONDC-powered commerce. Paytm is QR ecosystem, loan, credit, and cards insurance is covered under this. Jio financial ecosystem is wallet, UPI loans, insurance, and investment considered into it. Amazon Pay and Flipkart consist of, and Amazon Pay and Flipkart is also similar manner it is taking place. Now, regulatory challenges with super apps. What are the regulatory challenges? Super apps are developed. There is a regulatory challenges with super apps. There is always a concentration risk. Another regulatory challenge or risk is data privacy and profiling concerns. Financial stability risk, competition issue, cybersecurity threats, and regulation of LSP and FLDG. Now let us talk about Unified Lending Interface, that is ULI, Next Generation Credit Infrastructure. Next Generation Credit Infrastructure. What is this Unified Lending Infrastructure, ULI? Unified Lending Infrastructure is proposed National Digital Lending Protocol, National Digital Lending Protocol that enables the standardized borrower data access, cash flow based underwriting, interoperable loan journey, seamless lender platform partnership, and automated credit workflow via API. This ULI aims to make the digital lending as real-time, interoperable, and inclusive as UPI. Why UPI? What is the necessity for the unified digital credit rail? Due to various reasons. One is a fragmented digital lending landscape. Every lender platform has its own system. Inconsistent customers experience duplication. Another reason is heavy operational and compliance load. Manual checks and multiple integration slows the approval. Next one will be low access to the formal credit. So millions of MSMEs and individuals are rejected due to lack of conventional credit score. Then there appears to be presumed that there is a high fraud risk. due to fake bank statement, manipulated GST data, and synthetic identities. Then there will be another reason why it is required ULI is rise of embedded finance. E-commerce, mobility, travel, and gig platforms require instant contextual credit. That is why it is required. Then new data sharing capabilities. Authorization, the account authorization enables the secure access to the bank data, GST, investment, insurance, etc. Now, component of ULI architecture. What forms the ULI architecture? And the components are borrower's data layer, credit scoring underwriting layer, lender ecosystem layer, platform API layer, smart contract layer, and compliance governance layers. These are some of the layers required to be formed under ULI. Here, workflow, if you look at to trigger how the ULI lending workflow will operate. ULI lending platform will operate like that. First one is it is trigger. Second is a consent-based data access. Third one is a cash flow-based underwriting, followed by the lender marketplace, which follows the multiple lenders' present offer as well as the best offer selected. Then instant loan decision is taken. E-mandates is recorded and disbursed, amount and funds are disbursed. Repayment and monitoring is taken into consideration and recorded. These are seven steps how ULI lending workflow will operate. Now, benefits of this consist of, for the customer, instant access to the formal credit, lower interest rate, transparent and simplified procedure. For banks, lower customer acquisition cost, better risk prediction, and the access to the large digital distribution. And for the platform providers, higher conversion, new revenue streams, and stricter use engagement. Challenges in ULI consist of data privacy concern, algorithmic bias, and operational risk. Cybersecurity threat will be there, regulatory complexity is there, and credit bubbles, over lending to the new credit ecosystem. CBDC, that is digital rupee and tokenized payment. This understanding the CBDC digital rupee is very important. The central bank digital currency is a digital version of fiat money issued by the Reserve Bank of India. It is a ledger tender. It is a legal tender. And it is equivalent to the paper currency. And it can be used for all the retail transactions. There are two types of CBDC introduced by RBI that we have seen. CBDC-R and CBDC-W. CBDC-R for individuals, merchant and household. And CBDC-W for banks and financial institutions. Now, key features of this consist of digital ledger, digital legal tender. It is token-based architecture and wallet-based usage, offline payment capability, instant settlement, high security and interoperability with the UPI. These are some of the important features. Then, how the CBDC works. CBDC work is a simple, very simple flow for retail level, that is CBDC-R. User downloads the CBDC wallet from their bank or an authorized entity. They load the CBDC token into the wallet via bank transfer and UPI. They use the QR codes or proximity based methods to pay merchants or individuals. All the transactions settles in real time on CBDC ledgers. Banks such as SBI, ICICI, HDFC, Axis, Yes Bank and IDFC are operating the official CBDC pilots. Application of CBDC in retail banking consists of retail payment, government to person, that is G2P, transfers, then offline digital money, cross-border CBDC corridor, programmable money use, etc. Tokenized payment, a tokenization is a process of replacing the sensitive payment data, such as card number or account number, with non-sensitive randomly generated tokens. Key characteristic of the tokenization is tokens cannot be reverse engineered. Reduced fraud in digital and card-based payments. Then it improves the security in online transactions. Tokenization is increasingly used for credit debit transactions, UPI auto pay mandates, wallet-based payments, and digital commerce checkout flow. There are types of tokenization in retail banking. Card tokenization, that is PAN, is a card number replaced with the token for online shopping, tap and pay transactions, store cards in apps. Tokenized deposits, future concepts. Bank may issue the tokenized deposit receipts representing the fixed deposit, saving balances certificate, and these can be traded or transferred programmatically. Tokenized assets. Retail grades tokenization for mutual funds, bonds, retail real estate, and digital gold. And network tokenization consists of UPI, then UPI, card network, and banks using a shared token vault for secure transactions. Benefits of CBDC and tokenized payment. For customers, benefit is faster payment, enhanced security, offline transaction, and no dependency on the bank account for certain CBDC transactions, transfers. For banks, it is reduced settlement risk. Then there will be lower cash handling cost, better real-time visibility and liquidity, and opportunity for the new product. For merchants, it is a faster settlement, lower payment failure rates, and potentially it is lower transaction cost in the future. For regulators, it is improved transparency, reduced leakage in welfare payments, and enhanced traceability against the fraud and AML. Challenges, like benefit, there are challenges. Challenges is a privacy concern, cybersecurity threat, operational challenge, limited awareness, cross-border standardization. Now, hyper-personalization using AI. What is this hyper-personalization? Hyper-personalization represents the next major evolution in the customer engagement within the retail banking. And this refers to using artificial intelligence or machine learning, behavioral analytics, real-time data, and digital footprint to deliver the banking services which offers some offers and communication that are equally tailored to reach each individual customers. Unlike the traditional segmentation, which group of customers into broad categories, that is age, income, and geography, hyper-personalization targets segment of one, creating highly customized context aware banking solutions for every users. Now, what are the drivers which drives the hyper-personalization in retail banking? Drivers are explosion of data, AI and ML advancement, API banking and open finance, customer expectation of personalization. Then what hyper-personalization means in banking? Hyper-personalization in banking uses the AI to understand the financial behavior, intent, goal, risk appetite, life event, and context of location and driver contextual financial solutions. The right product through the right channel at the right moment. The application areas of hyper-personalization using the AI consist of personalized credit experience, personalized finance management, personalized investment advisory, real-time fraud detection, hyper-personalization offers and rewards, and contextual banking and next best action and conversational voice-based personalization. Technologies enabling the hyper-personalization consist of ML, NLP, predictive analytics, then real-time data streams, customer 360 degrees profile, a business benefit. The business benefit for bank is higher product conversion, increased customer loyalty, better credit risk management, then improved fraud detection, and lower the customer acquisition cost. Business benefit for hyper-personalization also consists for the customers. It is tailored financial experience, intelligent recommendation, lower cost credit, and reduce the fraud exposure, better wealth outcome. And for regulators, it is improved audit trail for enhanced financial inclusion, early identification of the risky borrowers. Risk and ethical challenges for hyper-personalization consist of excessive data collection, algorithmic bias, dark patterns, over-profiling and surveillance concern, and lack of explainability. The regulatory safeguard for responsible personalization is data protection, RBI digital lending guidelines, and AI governance framework. Now, future outlook. Future outlook for consisting of the outlook for next 10 years, 2025 to 2035. In India, with its robust digital public infrastructure, UPI, that is Aadhaar, DigiLocker, AA, OCEAN, ULI, FASTag, eKYC, is well positioned to lead the global transformation towards the AI-first platform-driven cash flow-based and tokenized banking ecosystem. Retail banking of the future will be frictionless. Traditional boundaries between the banks, fintechs, and large consumer platforms will continue to blur as the financial services are increasingly operate inside the commerce, mobility, healthcare, travel, and the entertainment ecosystem. The future will be AI-driven, number one. AI becomes the core engine of retail banking for autonomous banking system, advisors as the digital relationship manager, predictive as preventive banking. Number two, the future will be the embedded finance and platform banking will dominate. Banking will become invisible. And super apps will replace the traditional bank apps. And API ecosystem will expand. CBDC tokenized economy impact will be the CBDC will become mainstream. And programmable money, tokenized banking product, cross-border CBDC corridor. Next one will be unified lending infrastructure will transfer the credit. This cash flow-based credit will be replaced score-based credit. Gig workers and MSME credit revolution will happen. And smart contract-based lending. Then globalization of Indian payment system will happen, which consists of UPI becomes the global payment network. NRI students' remittances will become instant and India-led global payment standards. Hyper-personalization will redefine the customer experience by using the banking or segment of one. Emotion consists of aware and contextual awareness banking and personalized risk-based pricing. Ethical, regulatory, and governance challenges, the bank of 2035, what it will be look like? It will look like AI-first digital bank, embedded in ecosystems, human plus AI collaboration, tokenized CBDC enabled, ultra secure and inclusive of the focus. With this, we conclude our discussion on future of retail banking. Thank you very much.